Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will continue in our study of Tehillim with Mizmor 23, Mizmor Chaf Gimel. This is one that we all know and love. It is our favorite lullaby. Feel free to sing along as you listen to these beautiful words. The calming nature of this song might lead us to imagine David peacefully tending his flock in a lush green pasture under a warm sunny sky with perfect weather and no worries. However, this was not the reality of David's pasture. He composed this song while shepherding his sheep in the harsh desert of Yehuda, a land full of rocks and often facing extreme weather conditions. According to the Malbim, although David's youth was challenging, it was also a deeply meaningful time where he focused on developing a strong connection with Hashem. It was during this time that he cultivated his Dveikus, which he later shared with us in the Songs of Tehillim. Pasuk Aleph, let's begin. Mizmor LeDavid, a song by David. Hashem roi lo echsar. Hashem is my shepherd, I do not lack. The Gemara in Pesachim 117b tells us that when a song begins with Mizmor LeDavid, a song by David, it signifies that David sang first and then the Shechina, the divine presence, rested upon him. On the other hand, when a psalm begins with LeDavid Mizmor, which we'll see next chapter, which is less common, it indicates that the Shechina came to David first, inspired him, and only then did he sing. This song follows the first part, the first pattern, and it's important to understand this because it wasn't that he felt so calm because he felt the Shechina with him. He sang, and through the singing, through his words, he brought the Shechina to be closer to him. Let's talk about this image of the shepherd. Just like David took care of his sheep with the utmost compassion, as we see in the Medrash on Tehillim 78, he saw God as his shepherd, taking care of him with the utmost compassion. If God is our shepherd, then we are the sheep. And this imagery might feel a little bit uncomfortable, as the term sheep often carries a sense of like vulnerability, weakness, and that someone's not particularly intelligent. No one wants to be referred to as sheepish. However, this image of being like a sheep is not meant to put us down at all. Rather, it offers a deep lesson in humility and trust. Despite how we may feel about our own limitations or insecurities, the key message is that even if we see ourselves as weak, vulnerable, or even lost, God is there to guide us, protect us, and provide for us as our shepherd. He knows what we need, and therefore, we aren't lacking anything. The sheep may seem fragile, but they are never abandoned. They are cared for, guided, and watched over. And in that care, we find strength. Pasuk Beis, verse 2. Binos deshe yarbitzeni, almei menuchos yinahaleni. He lies me down in green pastures. He leads me beside calm waters. Now, David's life was hardly calm. However, when you feel God as your shepherd, you can be calm. Calmness is an attitude that you choose, not one that is based solely on external situations. And that's what this pasuk is showing us. I think we can look at this a different way or an additional way. Sometimes we have a calm day. It's so calm that we think we are just being lazy and doing nothing. Instead of looking at the day or yourself as worthless, refer to the day with such pleasure and say that I really felt today that bin os desha yar bitzeni, God lays me down in green pastures. Almei menuchos yinaleni, he leads me beside calm waters. And then your boring day can become an incredible opportunity for Dveikus to connect to Hashem, and becomes a very meaningful day as well. Pasuk Gimel, verse 3, Nafshi yishovev, Yancheni b'maglei tzedek l'man shemo. He quiets my soul, for I know that he guides me in the righteous paths for his sake. What are these righteous paths that will quiet my soul? The Malbim explains that these maglei tzedek, these righteous paths, are the ones that will bring out my righteousness. So even sometimes if the paths aren't the easiest paths, they are nonetheless righteous, the best ones for me. Laman Shemo, for his sake, tells me that through going in this path, it will enable me to bring out the glory of Hashem, his glory. Pasuk 4, Pasuk Dalet, Gam ki elech begeit salmaves, lo irara, ki ata imadi. Even if I walk in the valley of death, I will not fear bad, for you are with me. The Medrash Shochar Tov explains that I don't feel bad because whatever happens to me happens to you, Hashem, since we're so connected. And then the pasuk continues, Shiftecha u'mishantecha hema yinachamuni. Your rod and your staff, they are a comfort to me. Sometimes the shepherd needs to hit the sheep or pull it back with the staff to move it in a different direction. And I say, your rod and your staff are a comfort to me. Because when going through challenges or difficult days, when you see them as God bringing them upon you, he is your shepherd and he's directing you in a different path, that can bring comfort. Ravoba, in the classic Musar work of Ali Shore, says that the only quote-unquote bad thing that we can experience is feeling separated from God. And I want to share with you from the commentary of Rabbi Hirsch on these few verses that we just read. And this is one that you may want to refer back to many times. Get your pens ready. And I quote, I do not miss what I do not have. I do not feel its lack, since it's God, my shepherd, who has seen fit to withhold it from me. He shows me his love by denying me that which I desire, but which, were I to have it, would cause me harm. Unquote, Rav Hirsch. Pasuk Hey. The image now changes from a sheep wandering in the wilderness to a king feasting at a royal banquet. And the Malbim explains that the second part of the song was literally sung later when David became king. And just like he saw Hashem in the wilderness, he saw Hashem and felt Hashem's presence clearly with him in the palace. The Mitzvah David suggests that this part of the song was also said at the same time as the first part of the song. It's possible that while David was a lowly shepherd in the wilderness, because he saw himself as being shepherded by God, he felt like he was living in a royal palace. He felt like royalty. Or it could be that while he was in the wilderness, he already felt like he was in the royal palace, even though the promise that God gave him that he would be king hadn't happened yet. All right, let's see it in the Pesukim, Pasuk Hey inside. Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorarai. You set before me a table in front of my enemies. No matter how many enemies I might have, I see myself in a stable, comfortable place because Hashem, you are with me. Dishanta b'shem en roshi. You anointed my head with oil. That oil represents the royalty. It represents pleasure. It represents wisdom. I feel so good that my cup, kosi revaya, my cup runneth over. He felt so blessed. When we sing this song and pay attention to the words, we feel so blessed. So whether David was in the cold wilderness at night with his sheep or in his warm palace on a comfortable bed at night, he felt blessed. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6, Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayai, v'shafti b'veis Hashem l'orech yamim. Only good and kindness will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will sit in the house of God for eternity. We conclude with the language again of the shepherd. The shepherd is in constant fear that a wolf or some other wild animal will pursue his flock. David, during his days before becoming king, was also pursued by Shaul and his men. So although the term pursue usually has negative connotations, David used the term to describe kindnesses in his life. He saw that everything that pursued him or happened to him, whether pleasant or unpleasant, was a kindness. Think about the images in this song. We start off as a sheep and end up as a king. And I think the message is, when you live as a sheep, totally dependent on God as your shepherd, you land up feeling that wherever you are in the house of Hashem. And that feeling makes you feel like royalty wherever you are. V'shafti beveis Hashem l'orech yamim. Thank you for studying together Le'iloi Nishmot, Helen Moskovitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of Sherit HaPleita in World War II. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day, from their grandchildren Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.